entertainment, information, streaming underground.
What's up, everybody? You are listening to the one and only, the best guys in radio, streaming underground. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Show number 9, which means we're one away from the Big Ten.
Yay.
So, thanks for hanging out and listening. Of course, you can always find us each and every moment of your lazy and boring day over at MySincereRadio.com. Click on Streaming Underground.
Check it out.
And hey, why not go over to Facebook while you're at it? Maybe you're on the book face. And or the Twitter.
What'd you call me?
That's right. We're there. We're everywhere, baby. Website, Twitter, Facebook. Just search Stream Under at Twitter, Streaming Underground on Facebook. Or you can always go to our website and check out all the goodness that we have in store for you. Now, Mr. Trent.
Yeah.
Why don't you, sir, tell us who we've got in the studio tonight?
Well, we got, and I'm going to do a favor for our Streaming Underground audience, and I'm going to take a picture of your jammies before we leave tonight.
Why? What's wrong with my jammies? You're always giving me garbage about my jammies.
I'm just saying
they're hot. Right,
I didn't say anything bad about it.
They're
it personally.
Felt.
Here's the thing.
What's
I,
it wearing? Is it felt?
Felt jammies. P-I-M-P.
I can listen. I can show up in the studio dressed ever how I please.
Oh, it's your prerogative. There's no doubt, Bobby Brown.
I don't know what you heard about Mikey.
I can't stop rubbing your thighs right
velvet or something like that. Velour.
I picked the wrong night to wear short shorts then.
Yeah.
This is really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm wearing a bit of a crush velvet. Brown.
Is that Juicy Couture? Is that what that is?
No, I refrained from getting the one that said Juicy on the back.
Because
last time I did, I was being stalked in the grocery store.
That'd be all right.
So
Kroger's, right?
Yeah, it was Kroger, and it was a tall guy,
Lee.
6'7".
It's not Lee then.
One eye was on stilts. Dude, one eye was looking straight ahead. The other eye was cocked at a strong 90.
I was wearing an eye patch.
Oh my gosh.
We got you're large in charge right now.
Yeah, I'm
rocking those out.
Feeling good, baby. Cut off tee.
Lee.
Crush velvet?
Lee, this is a shocker. Lee's got a softball t-shirt on.
No.
That's
Lee,
weird.
Softball t-shirt?
That's 97.8% of my wardrobe.
Is that how you get paid? If people just pay you like, hey, you did a great job out there.
Here's a
box full of t-shirts.
Here's a shirt. That's why I play softball, to get new shirts.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to the store.
Yeah, just get t-shirts.
Come on.
Guess.
Hey.
Dude. Forget you guys.
We got Half Sleeve Johnson, Mike O'Rourke.
Mike O'Rourke? Right. What's up, Half Sleeve?
What's up?
He just wears like a black t-shirt. You can't even pick on it.
That's
no,
right.
No,
just like, I mean business.
That's right.
He's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. I came to party.
Sacrifice. Have you seen this guy's hands?
My trademark.
What's...
Dude, I got hands at work.
Ooh. Look at his hands, dude.
I got hands at work, dude.
Now, Mike works at a saw factory, and I know that's hard to believe, and you're thinking I'm making this up. He's got a blister on his hand. That is gross.
It's the size of a baby.
Wow. Yeah, so it's hard to believe Mike actually works at a saw factory, and his day job is, when he's not moonlighting as a radio personality.
Dude, that's gross. My nails are black and everything.
Well, that means you work hard for the money,
baby.
That's
right, dude.
That's right. You earn your cash. Yeah.
Work.
That's right.
Makes my hands look very manicured and
your hands are
feminine.
Well, I mean,
oh my
even,
God,
you look like
a
woman
been
with
outside
big hands.
With your hands.
Yeah, pretty much.
A big-handed woman.
You don't even do anything with your hands.
You ever known a woman has man hands?
Oh yeah,
Scott Trent.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
No,
they're all
no.
soft.
You got soft hands and
lotion.
They call you a woman.
Yeah. No, I totally. I knew a girl. I knew a girl in college. She had.
I just got a manicure.
Her hands were at least twice the size of mine. She played basketball. It was huge.
I mean, that's not. that's no feat.
Okay, so I have small hands. Yeah. First off, my hands while they are proportionate to the size of my body. First off, so that's helpful. And second off.
Studio high five.
How dare you? How dare you, sir? You jerk. Yeah. Anyway, who else is in the studio? Scott?
The Baptist was here.
John the Baptist was here.
We had
Caleb.
Proof after weeks of absence. And then he bolted.
He had some stuff.
He had to go baptize and eat honey.
Yeah. He was hunting out a few
wax jobs.
We're going to have a photo up
by
the end of the night.
Absolutely. It's got to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listeners, this is what Caleb looked like before he... Ejected.
Yeah. At least
he had
once.
To. So just he has a family issue, so he had to go.
Yeah, he had to go.
I mean, he didn't leave because he didn't love our listeners. That's he loves our listeners, but he had to go. He had something come up, an emergency, so he had to go. Mm-hmm. And
we wish him well.
He's gonna keep in touch. So we love you, bud.
Love you. And then there's me.
There's you.
Oh, just speaking of love.
Oh,
you know how he was gone last week, right?
Yeah, he was gone.
He went to Ichthus.
Yeah,
right?
Ichthus. Oh, yeah. Big outdoor Christian festival.
Yeah,
it's awesome, dude. It's like Ichthus for Christians. It's insane.
It's like Ichthus for Christians?
Oh, it's like 14,000 people.
Yeah, dude.
Woodstock for Christians?
It's like Woodstock for Christians.
All
it's
that.
Outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Outdoors, three stages, 14,000 people.
He brought me back a signed guitar strap.
Really?
From Demon Hunter.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice.
I was like, sweet.
Nice, dude. Wow. That's sweet. Yeah. Nice job.
What do you have to do for that?
I can't say on air. Sorry.
Now, let me say this, that tragically, out of the four guys in the studio tonight, you're the only one that got something. So
I'm
going to go ahead and say what needs to be said.
He didn't even get me a shirt.
No.
I didn't get a tank top.
Actually, I heard they were giving out softball t-shirts down there, too.
Just I would have loved to have one.
Away softball t-shirt.
Oh, well. But we got Mr. Scott Trent, the one and only in the flesh. Yeah. Dude, that's a nice shirt you're wearing. Is that new?
No. Well, see, I've got a this in blue, orange, and green.
Really? Same pattern?
Same
structure?
Exact shirt. Okay. Exact same shirt. Yeah,
it's a
Dillard's kind of deal.
It's no softball shirt.
It's got a button down collar.
Yeah, it's a profesh cash, as I like to say.
Yeah.
Popping his collar.
It's like, hey, I'm here to make money and friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's a happy family type of situation.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice, dude. You look good.
I like that. Thanks.
With all your girdly hands.
Oh, yeah. soft hands. Beautiful hands.
I lotion them up.
Nice.
I know.
All right. So I was thinking about as we start tonight's show, the big number 9. Got a couple of things on my mind I want to talk about. Here first thing is,
uh-oh,
we've had this competition going on for a while about how you can earn a free T-shirt from Five Finger Tees. It was a pretty simple premise. It was Scott, will you just, for the common folk listening to the show who maybe are going, oh, you guys are giving away a T-shirt? I want to know how to do that. How does that work for us, Scott?
Well, I mean, it's somewhat complex. I mean, step one is get a camera or camera phone.
Okay, camera.
Step two,
yep,
take a picture of you. And that includes a superhero,
yeah,
of any sort or fashion. So it's two steps. That
actually doesn't sound that hard at all.
I'm trying to give him some credit. You know. Actually,
so that explains why everybody wants to get their picture taken with me.
Oh, right.
Boo.
Now that's the other contest. Yeah. Take a picture with a convict.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. I mean.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, I mean.
Well, ouch. If you go to our website, you'll see me behind bars.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Mike is behind bars. Behind, so
we're supposed to wear our Green Lantern T-shirts. Can we make this happen?
Yeah, I got mine.
We can kill two birds with one stone with this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we should get two entries.
Well, here's the thing. We've actually had a really good response from this. People have actually been posting their pictures and putting them up. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to make this the last week of the competition. So get your last minute submissions in.
Yeah.
So we can pick a winner. So for show number 10, not only will we have some exciting surprises and announcements, we're going to be throwing a party for our 10th show, which we're going to give everyone the details on next week. We're also going to pick the winner for the T-shirt from Five Finger Tees. So that's exciting news.
Yes.
So make sure you get your submissions in this week. You've got 7 days, ladies and germs. Seven days. Get your pictures in. It doesn't matter how you do it. Go to Walmart, find a Spider-Man. You know, get creative with it. You know, maybe you're out somewhere and you see a guy dressed up like a superhero.
Did
and
I
you
see
say,
a girl
hey.
With a Wonder Woman outfit on?
Absolutely.
Stand next
I thought
time.
I saw that.
That's a tough contender. I saw a guy wearing, he was dressed as Punisher.
Yeah.
Dressed as Punisher on a Harley.
Yeah.
That's a tough contender.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
how are you going to beat that?
We got a lot of exciting things. And so that's been on my mind to talk about. Just want to get that out there. Let everyone know what's going on. You got one last week to get it going. Yeah, there it is right there. The picture of the guy on the... That's awesome. That's just... That's fabulous. The other thing I want to talk about is... let me ask you guys. What's your favorite movie of all time? What's your favorite movie? I mean, if you had to think about if someone said, you know, hey, we need to know, we're doing this survey of brilliant minds, and I need to know, what's your favorite movie of all time? It's a tough call. I know it is.
I've got like a rotating five.
Yeah?
Usually Jerry Maguire comes up top.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire. That explains the soft hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Don't tell anyone.
Scott.
Now in your office situation,
yeah.
Do you ever just stand up and scream, "I'm quitting"? Who's with me? And and then an attractive
me and the fish and Dorothy boy.
Help
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and an attractive blonde woman.
I understand you guys don't get it, but I get it.
Okay, all right, I understand. You know? Lee, what about you, bro? What's your? Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
I'm trying to think.
Okay,
let's get back to me. I'm thinking.
Wow. Well, thanks for being prepared.
My bad.
Fantastic, Mike. What about you?
I was
bro?
Not aware of
my,
this question.
My top five. I have about a top three, dude.
Yeah, top three. What's your top? What's your favorite of all time film? Maybe I mean it might rotate in and out, but what's your favorite film? What do you think?
Currently, is probably Armageddon.
Armageddon, really? Oh, wow. Like Bruce Willis and who else is in that? Is that
Liv Tyler?
Liv Tyler, yeah, yeah. Who's the other? Who's the young guy in that? Oh, it's Ben Affleck.
Ben
That's
Affleck.
Who it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ben Affleck. Nice.
It's Armageddon. Got a real, you know. A real low key good story.
Yeah,
to
yeah, it.
It
does. Is Billy Bob Thornton in that or is
yeah,
am I wrong?
Yeah, no,
is
yeah,
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, yeah okay. he's the NASA.
And Bill Paxton is he in that too? Bill Paxton?
No,
he doesn't go
he's
up
in the
space,
other one,
right? Bill Paxton?
I can't remember. What was the other one that was just Deep Impact?
Deep Impact. Like, that was Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
yeah.
disappointing because Morgan stupid. Freeman's my favorite.
He's good.
He's good.
A lot of good movies.
He's great.
You know, I've often thought like when I die, if I could have him narrate my life.
Oh, it'd be
yeah.
awesome,
you know.
Oh yeah,
in a town far away. Mike Whittyball. Yeah, I love Morgan Freeman.
You know what? What movie's rocketing up my top five list?
What's that?
True Grit.
True Grit.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a really
my gosh,
True Grit's a good. The new one or old one?
The new one.
The new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The new one.
With
Jeff Bridges,
the dude.
Yeah, like who? Like, how do we forget he was an awesome actor? Like, he went on like hiatus for 10 years.
He really did.
And he comes back out with Crazy Heart, True Grit, back to back.
Well,
it was
pretty much the Big Lebowski, and then he
oh,
did,
yeah.
and then he went AWOL.
Yeah,
who? The dude. Jeff Bridges, the dude. Yeah, he went AWOL.
He did Tron.
Oh, yeah, he did Tron, but that's only been after. Oh, he did Tron. He also did Iron Man, but that was only after he really kind of did, you know, he's kind of pulling himself out of obscurity a little bit.
Right.
You know, then he hit these big roles with True Heart and...
Crazy Heart, True Grit.
Yeah, Crazy Heart and True Grit.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
Yeah, great,
Lee,
great.
Favorite movie? Give it to me.
The Patriot.
Aww. Yeah, no, nice, dude. Yeah, bro. That's great. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
When he launches that tomahawk, oh, man. And he's melting down them chess figures for bullets and stuff.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite movie of all time. It's a series, so I must admit, it's you know.
Then that's not
well,
not
it is
a
but
movie.
Here, let me tell you.
It's a series.
Listen, Back to the Future.
All right.
Greatest movies of all time.
I'll give you that one.
And can anyone name for me? Let's do a little Back to the Future trivia. It's one of the most popular, you know, pop culture occult films. So let's do a little trivia here. Does anyone know who plays the main character, Marty McFly?
Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Fox.
All right. Does anyone know who plays Michael J. Fox's dad?
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. In like
Crispin
Glover.
Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Now, can anyone tell me who plays Biff? Mm. Anybody know?
No.
Nobody knows. Tom Wilson. Does the name ring the bell?
No.
Here's the thing. Tom Wilson, one of the funniest guys ever.
He
okay.
made volleyballs?
No. Yeah, he went on to an obscure film role and then went on.
And tennis.
But Tom Wilson is actually a really funny guy. He's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian.
Really?
No doubt. And he's got some of the greatest things. Actually, Tom Wilson wrote a song about his life experience dealing with Back to the Future.
Nice.
Because what's one of the greatest cliche, you know, Back to the Future statements by Biff, what was it, Biff Tanner? So anybody remember what it was? Remember, what did he call? What was his cliche thing about?
McFly.
Yeah, McFly, but what did he call him? What was his nickname for him? Anybody remember? No. So I'm a huge Back to the Future junkie, so I remember this.
I haven't seen it in like a decade.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Do you remember he would say, remember? Come on, guys. You're killing me. I'm disappointed.
Spit it out.
Butthead.
Butthead.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Listen up, butthead.
Yeah.
Great. All right. 2 minutes and 30 seconds of your time, ladies and gentlemen. Kick back, relax, crank open a soda, maybe a bottle
soda,
of water.
Water.
And listen to this. I think you'll really, really enjoy.
Fanta.
I do. I hope you enjoy
Fanta,
anyway.
Fanta.
I think you will.
Grab a Fanta.
2, 3, 4. When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of friendly people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Christopher Lloyd like? Kinda quiet. What's Crispin Glover like?
unusual. Stop asking me the question. I went to the bar mitzvah of my nephew Josh. Now I'm not Jewish, but I like to nosh. Put on my yarmulke and started to pray. When the rabbi leaned over and I heard him say, hey, was that real manure? No, it wasn't. How was that DeLorean? A piece of garbage. Did the hoverboards really fly? It's a movie. Stop asking me the question. Can we take your picture? Come on, look mean. Will you call my friend a butthead on his answering machine? Questions, questions, just fill my head. I went to my doctor said, what does a key grip do? Set up lights. What does the best boy do? Help the key grip. What does a producer do? I don't know. Stop asking me the question.
Key change. Let me put on the capo. Hey, two, three, four.
I don't think it's ever not on the TV screen. People tell me, I thought you'd be really mean. Doesn't matter if I tell them that movies are pretend. They still want me to say, what are you looking at,
what are you looking at, butthead?
What are you looking at, butthead? Do you all hang out together? No, we don't. How's Crispin Glover? Never talk to him. Back to the Future 4. Never happening. Stop asking me the question. Who did you like on the set? The lunch guy who was the biggest jerk. He got fired. Back to the Future 4. Just let it go. Stop asking me the question.
Nice.
Yeah, you like that? That's good. Yeah. Tom Wilson's a funny guy. I got to see him live in doing a stand-up comedy show and... clean show the whole time. Absolutely clean show. Yeah.
Nice.
Really appreciated that. Really, it's nice to go see a comedian that doesn't have to, you know, really help you exercise the F word.
Like
a way.
Sinbad.
Right. Yeah. Sinbad, good clean comedy. So good stuff. But
what helped it was at Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. I was just thinking about
Showbiz Pizza.
Showbiz.
I remember that.
Yes.
Could you imagine the guy who's like the mouse of Chuck E. Cheese coming out, just, you know, sick of his job. He's 45 years old, living in his parents' basement.
Beats the crap out of a 4-year-old.
Just unloads. He's got just a nasty beard. The guy smells like
beef. You want more tokens? Here's some tokens.
Yeah. Token of my appreciation. Elbow to the face. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to let Tom Wilson send you out to commercial, and I hope you enjoy a little comedy in your life tonight. And oh, my gosh. When we get back, we've got another segment of Stuff I Found.
Woo!
By Scott Trent. This time, it's a special edition, though.
Yeah.
Special edition tonight, so I think you'll enjoy it. You're listening to
Special
Streaming Underground, so hang in there.
Sometimes I feel down when I drive around town, and there's so much to do. I have errands to run, and it's not very fun when I'm driving behind you. Oh, green means go, Mr. Stupid Man ahead of me. Green means go, Mr. Idiot in front of me. Get off that phone and move your little hiney. If I miss this light, I'm gonna kill you. On ahead, little missy with the makeup kit. I honk my horn and you have a major hissy fit. I'll take that eyebrow pencil and shove it in your temple. If I miss this light, I'm gonna kill you. There are hand gestures that accompany this song, but maybe it would be best if we didn't use them. Green means go, Mr. Driver in the SUV. Move your lazy butt, Mr. Moron. Would you pretty please hang up that call? Keep this line a-moving. If I miss this light, we're gonna have a little fight. I'm gonna punch out your lights. I'm gonna kill you. Have a nice day.
A little break there from Mr. Tom Wilson. So thanks, man. Thanks for letting us use your stuff.
He wrote a song about me going to work.
Yeah, did he? Yeah. Just sick and tired of people not obeying local traffic laws.
Move it.
That's right. Get out of the way.
Get off the phone.
Well, you know, the past few weeks we've had this opportunity to do these segments with Scott on things he's found on Craigslist. And who would have known, honestly, who would have known that Craigslist would have been such a wealth of comedic information?
Hot.
I would have never known. Who'd have thunk it? So tonight we're going to do a special edition.
Rants and Raves.
Rants and Raves. Now, explain, what is Rants and Raves?
Well, basically, from what I gather, this first time I came across it was today, or whatever day it was. when you black out, it just kind of runs together.
Last week sometime.
Yes. Yeah. So severe drug abuse and gambling.
Yeah.
Have taken its toll.
It's rough life. It's the tough being a rock star.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. It's this show, really, that's done it to me.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
It's your fault.
When I came across Streaming Underground.
But it's worth living.
you just get on there, and like if you want to rant about something, you want to complain in general, you just type it out. Just get it off your chest. And then, or if you want to rave about something, like some really awesome happen, then you just, you know, hey.
It's raining,
good looking
man.
Out today. Really appreciate that way you bagged my groceries, grocery Kroger boy.
Hey, wow.
Loved it. You put all of the cold stuff in the same bag.
Yeah, nice. Good job.
That's awesome.
So in the rant and rave, you know, sort of section of Craigslist, is this like a popular thing? Or is it kind of,
it gets a lot of play.
Yeah?
Like I didn't go through and look, but I'm thinking it's got to be like, I mean, when you look at a Craigslist page, everybody's been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's like
love it.
100, maybe 200, 300 different links you can click on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. So
like
big different
for sale, jobs, all this kind of, like I would be shocked if Rants and Raves wasn't like the top 10 most popular posting item.
I would probably agree with that.
It's insane.
I love Craigslist.
I will say about 90% of it is just racist hate. It's pretty brutal. But if you could get past that, there are some good things. there's some nuggets in there, and that's what I found.
Okay.
Gems.
Well, lay it on us, man. What'd you find,
well,
dude?
The first one that kind of caught my eye, the title. I mean, you just can't get past it. It's P-O-O.
Poo?
Poo.
Poo. Poo. In Erlanger.
That's right. That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's poo. Kentucky, so yeah.
Yeah. So it starts off, dear lady down the street.
Nice. Here we go.
It's
you're
awesome.
Reading this, sir.
When I walk my dog, I do not leave the house without several plastic bags in my back pocket.
I think I've read this.
I always pick up after her, even if she deposits her feces in my own yard, as I do not want my child nor anyone else to step in it. I will even go as far as to pick up the enormous sausage links dog crap that clearly was not left behind by my smallish animal as a courtesy.
Smallish?
Yeah. If you are having a problem with unclaimed dog waste That's in your yard, then perhaps, rather than standing on your porch angrily shouting, "Yo, mister, curb your dog, curb your dog," at me as I pass.
That's how she said it?
It's in quotes. I got to say it that way.
That's clearly awesome. Dealing with some sort of ethnic situation.
Yo, mister.
Yo, mister.
Mister.
Mister. Mister.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's that. Curb your dog.
Mister, curb your dog.
As I pass,
your dog away.
You should have
I eat your dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Sweet sour. Yeah. You should have a chat with the folks who live two doors down from you who regularly let both of their animals out off leash and free to roam. My suspicion is that it may be their dogs who are found on your property. Also, just FYI, I walk my dog so that she stays on the grassy area between the sidewalk and the street.
That's courteous.
Which is rather than allowing her to go on other people's front yards. And again, I pick up after her. After her, if she drops a turd bomb, which is exactly what curb yo dog means.
Maybe the lady was talking about his wife.
All right.
Could be.
Help me unpack this a little bit. Yeah. Curb yo dog means turd bomb?
I think curb yo dog, with what he's saying, translates into pick up its poop if it drops a turd bomb.
Okay. I want to make
curb
a recommendation.
Curb my dog. It's up on the curb. It's not in the street.
We need to make a t-shirt.
Curb your dog.
Curb your dog.
Well,
and then like parenthesis underneath, you know, and then somehow educate folks on what this means.
Yeah,
curb your dog.
Well, I think to be fair, you got to say yo mister,
yo mister,
yo mister,
nice. yo mister, curb your dog,
curb your dog,
curb your dog.
Pick up your dog's feces
and stuff.
I want to make a proposal tonight. We need to come up. There has to be a listener out there who can begin to make mock T-shirts for the things that we find on Craigslist.
Oh yeah.
You know, I would say
five finger tees.
Some of the guys need to pick up on this because I'm telling you, curb yo dog is too good.
It's too good.
That's too
priceless.
Good to let go.
How about yo mister on the front,
yo mister
on the back,
curb yo dog.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's
and
perfect.
And have a little dog squatting.
Yeah, yeah. Dropping a big old like Hershey link. You know?
No, enormous sausage links, dog crap.
Enormous sausage link, linking logs.
So I mean, this is kind of stuff like. How angry must you be like, I'm sick of this lady. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on Craigslist and I'm going to
slam
tell her. I'm going to tell her about
that
it.
That tells you what you're working with, ultimately. You're dealing with a guy here who's just a complete and total emasculated
girl.
Well, okay. For one, the lady's probably never going to see it because she doesn't know his Craigslist name.
I'm just assuming that if you approach people with, yo, mister, you're probably not, probably have a strong internet presence.
Yo, mister, cub your dog.
I'm just spitballing.
But on the upside, what happens if, you know, there's more than one person in a few towns that have this same problem?
Right, and they're like, you know what?
I'm going down there.
Well, it says Erlanger.
Erlanger's a pretty good-sized town, so this could somehow springboard into some sort of, like, a
mess.
Neighborhood fight.
Ethnic riot.
Hey, aren't all riots ethnic and by general?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No. If you go up north, they had a riot because their sports team got second.
Yeah, and they're Canadians, therefore they are an ethnic group, right? Aren't Canadians an ethnic group?
No, that's a...
A?
A?
I don't like Canadian people. I'm just going to get to
it. I don't even like Canadian bacon.
Yeah, much less Canadian people. Yeah.
Which is ham,
right? You know,
don't like Canadian bacon ham?
They with the program, like us, it's ham.
I don't know. What else did you find on Craigslist? Some rants and raves.
Okay, so this lady, I don't know if this is a rant or rave, but it's really sweet. It just says, it's raining.
Oh.
Men?
That's new.
Oh.
This was a song I sang as a kid. Does anyone remember it?
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's raining. It's boring.
Fifo was her name, and she stole my little friend. So I have to find another little friend. Raining, tra-la-la. Raining, tra-la-la. Raining, tra-la-la, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
This got posted while some shrooming was going on.
I want some of what they're having.
So, and it says, that was a song I sang as a kid. Does anyone remember it? Okay, and there's this picture, and I'm going to try to figure out how to get it up on our webpage. But it's this scary-looking person dancing with cats.
Those cats are on two legs.
They're two-leg dancing. Like, one's even doing, like, a disco, you know, Travolta move. Look at this. I mean, it's really disturbing.
Oh, my gosh.
Get down tonight.
So what I did is I emailed.
Oh, nice.
Okay, don't get your hopes up. I didn't get a response back yet.
Have you gotten a response back from any of your Craigslist emails?
No one ever responds to me.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
Come on, America.
What I did was I said, hey, me and some friends, we have a weekly online podcast.
Yeah, that's
and
why.
It would be really awesome
there it is.
If we could get you to call in and sing that song for us. I was really moved by your song.
And nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
But
yet.
They respond.
They're going
maybe
to.
For show now, number 10.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that song was sang while their best friend was kidnapped in the back of like a 1985 conversion van.
Right.
That's what that
With
song
no
sounds like.
No windows.
Right.
And she stole my little friend.
And he stole my little friend. Yeah. And never to be seen again.
Yeah. Yeah, this person has.
I think I think we need to put that to some music.
We have to. Well, I'm going to write that. Okay. Here's my challenge. For next week, I will create and write for you a melody, and to which I will sing that song. That will be our.
That'd be great.
Our show opener.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, you just.
FIFO. What's her name?
It can't be the show opener.
FIFO.
I've been promising Lee.
No, just
for
forget
weeks.
It. Forget
he
it.
He wants regulators.
Regulators.
He wants Warren G. regulators as our show opener. Yeah. So I've been promising that for the big 10th show.
Well, you blew it now.
No, we'll give it.
No,
that'll be our
blown.
First. That'll be our feature segment next week. So, Leah,
a song?
What about a remix of Regulate with this to the tune of Regulators?
Hey, as long
FIFO.
As long as we get the beginning, I don't care what you put on it.
maybe we'll do like an intro and then segue into this. That'd be great.
I have to find another little friend.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Nate Dogg.
Okay, here's another one. I mean, this is just some people just get real creative with Craigslist. I mean, if you want to find something out, this is where to go. Who's calling? This is the title of this post. Who's calling? Anyone know this phone number? 859-903-4126. 859-903-4126. Says Williamstown, Kentucky. I'm never home when they call, and they don't leave a message.
Call them.
Okay.
Hey, can we call him?
I'm calling him right now. Give me the number.
Sweet.
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. Let's.
This is the best.
Let's pull this up here.
Now, before we do this, I just want to say the reason this person won't call back is because I'm currently being stalked by a freaky married couple.
Yes.
That's,
even better.
That's the even better.
Okay. They're afraid that might be them, just
awesome.
In case.
Awesome.
Which is exactly what if you have a freaky married couple stalking you. you want to put their phone number on Craigslist. That's what I would do if I was being stalked by a freaky married couple.
All right, so we can call them.
So here
and stalk them.
If you're listening to the show this week, you are in for a tasty surprise. I'm gonna get and call the show.
Did you start 67?
Of course. Don't be a buffoon. Star 67.
Buffoon.
I'm not Kalen.
859.
903. 4126.
4126.
Yeah.
Now, awesome. To the guys in the studio. Whoa! I don't know, there's a lot of nervous energy in the room right now as we begin to make this call because Half Sleeve Johnson over here just squeaked out a little mouseketeer.
I think I squashed something here.
Yeah, I think you squashed your wife's hope and dreams over getting that stain out. I think that's exactly what you just did. Okay, hey. Now, it goes without saying, as I make this phone call, no giggle factory in here, okay? Oh. This is not...
That's going to happen.
This isn't Friday night in 11th grade, okay? Yeah, okay, here we go. Ready? Speakerphone, here we go.
23.
Let's see, it's it says calling. I'm working on trying to get this...
Donor Services Division of the Heritage Company. We are so glad that you called. Thanks to the support of gracious donors like you, Special Olympics has been able to provide sports training and competition programs.
Oh my God.
With disabilities in the United States and around the world for over 40 years.
Couldn't they have picked a better name than Special Olympics?
That's what it's called, dude.
Yeah, but it's not for the Special Olympics.
What horrible people posted on Craigslist? You've got to be a horrible person to say I'm being harassed by these people. It's the Special Olympics.
Wow.
I don't think it's really the Special Olympics.
A freaky married couple.
I think it's like a place that like trains people for the Olympics, and they're calling the business Special Olympics.
I don't know. That's a stretch, Lee.
But what if they're calling to get like a... To get like a donation or something.
I don't know. I'm horribly offended by these people. Let me just fact check this number. 859, right?
Yeah.
903.
Yeah.
4126.
Yeah, right here.
These are horrible people. You are officially Craigslist offenders.
Boo.
Awful. Awful. How dare you?
Stupid game.
Yeah, and now you ruined a segment on our show.
No, it'll get better. I'll redeem it. Okay. I will redeem it.
Is there another phone number I can call?
There is.
Yes!
Yes.
All right.
Okay, this one is just hit the highlights and scores. Right. Autograph softball signed by Spunny.
Spunny? Who's Spunny?
I don't know. But
Spun Yarn?
What caught my eye here?
Yeah.
The price tag.
Yeah? How much?
A mere $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million.
$1 million. Now, I've got some suspicions where this came from.
We need to look up
It'll
Spunny.
All make sense in a second.
7-year-old kid, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Authentic autographed softball signed by Barbie.
Oh.
AKA Spunny.
Lee Dumford, you conniving dog.
Hey, you got to get paid.
Now, hold on a second. Lee. Let's do a little reasonable deduction here.
Yeah.
Lee, what's your wife's name?
June.
No. Don't lie to our listeners, Lee.
Barbie.
Barbie. Her name's Barbie.
All right.
And what's your favorite sport of all time, Lee?
Wrestling.
Yeah.
That's softball.
Softball. Okay. Continue.
Actually, baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue on, Mr.
Mint
Trent.
Condition and in a display case, the asking price is not negotiable.
Uh-huh.
Ask for James.
Good luck with
and tell
ball.
Him Joby sent you. He'll know what you mean.
I don't know James or Joby.
Joby. But it's $1 million.
Is there a number on this one?
No.
Just an email address?
Yeah, just like a reply.
Yeah.
That's Lee.
That's Lee.
We need to reply and tell him good luck with your ball.
Well, let me say
that. Hey, we're going to get it.
Let me say this.
We're going to get it.
So how I came across this is Scooter Lang.
Scooter. What's all these names? Scooter.
Joby.
Scooter. That's his name.
Scooter Lang.
Scooter McLean.
He emailed me one day, or texted me one day, and he goes, search Spunny on Craigslist, right? So you got Scooter directed my attention to this
nice
post. Thanks, about softball.
Way to be subtle, Scott.
And thanks, Barbie.
Nice. Perfect. That's perfect.
I'm like, well, what is this all about? I don't know. I was just looking on Craigslist.
Trying to get paid. Well,
more importantly, do you have another number I can call?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
What's it? What is it?
513.
Handmade Twilight Fleece Blankets.
Yes!
Okay.
I know someone in the market for these.
Twilight Fleece Blankets, $35 a piece.
His name's Kalen Rutan.
These blankets are 60 by 68.
Oh, my gosh. These are huge.
I'm on Team Edward.
5 foot. That's like a 5 foot square.
Yeah, that's a better size.
Almost fit a twin size bed. Once you put the pillow on the bed, it'll cover the whole bed. I've backed all three blankets in black fleece. And they are completely washable.
Just like Mike sweats.
No special washing instructions. Nice. 4-inch border, blah, blah, blah.
I'm seeing a link here.
I only have two left of Bella and Edward.
Okay.
Keelan wants Edward.
One of Edward and one of Jacob. I've got pictures here, too. And then it says, please feel free to call if you have any questions.
I have lots of questions.
So 513.
Hold on. *67.
513-295-6591.
That is a cell phone number.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yellow.
What is my grandma's number on there? She makes blankets.
Shh. Hello?
Every time you look at me.
That's awesome.
I'm as happy as can be. I've become a
puppet
on string. You can do most anything with
me. I promise myself I wouldn't cry.
To leave a voice message, press 1 or just wait for the tone.
Press 1.
Dude.
What happened?
That was the weirdest thing.
Did you press 1?
No. No, I'm done. I'm done
Jeepers,
with this funny business.
Creepers,
for real, dude. It's like one of those things where you leave a voicemail and they track your number and then murder your whole family. That was the scariest thing.
It would be like
my grandma
would
hurt.
There's literally pictures of fleece blankets here on this poster.
Yeah, you can see see what's available.
It's like from the most popular teeny bopper show out there now, so people are gonna call and
what are
get
you 85
murdered.
Lee teeny
get
bopper
murdered.
Show out there, it's a freaking movie, dude.
It's crap.
It is crap.
That's a trilogy.
And I'll fight any grown man who likes it.
Any grown man. I know some grown men who like it.
I'm fighting them.
They're crap.
Is there any other numbers on there we can call at all? Anything?
That was it.
All right.
Call Pooh and Erlanger.
I'll tell you, not many people put their numbers on Craigslist anymore.
Thankfully. No,
because of jokers like us who would call and harass them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But one day I will get some response. I'm going to get this lady to sing this song and dance with cats.
Nice.
If it's the last thing I do.
Nice.
It'll be my legacy.
All right, well, we're going to take our final time out of the night, and when we get back, we're going to finish up the show. We're so glad you've been hanging out and having a great time with us, and hey, you know what? Go on Craigslist. If you find something goofy, send it our way. Just send it to, you can actually email us at streamingunderground@gmail.com, and Scott will get a hold of it, and then he'll, you know, he'll do it on the air if it's pretty good. So thanks for hanging out and listening, and God, we love you so much. Thanks for being here.
That was our good friend David Cook, and I just want to say that just spontaneously, like when the first note hit the airwaves, Lee and Mike look at each other and they go, "David Cook!" and then the next thing happened was dance off, and they get up, and they take their shirts off.
Let me get my shirt
and start dancing like in a contest of disco. It was
disco superfly
sweat and hairy. Nips. It was.
I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was nice. It was nice. Yeah.
Scott liked it.
Yeah, it was good. So
grown men, you know, with the shirts off, can't go wrong.
Can't beat that. Yeah. Like, you know, only thing that would make that better?
Whipped cream,
a fleece blanket with Edward on it.
Well, let me ask you this. During our break, it occurred to me that you know, Craigslist is full of people trying to sell stuff.
Legit, yeah, legitimately.
Legitimately. So what if maybe we find somebody on Craigslist? And we, you know, maybe we find someone trying to sell something and we call and see if they're interested in maybe a trade. What do you think?
A barter?
Well, they have a barter section.
They do have a barter section. But what I'm seeing is I'm seeing some folks that have some nice size Adirondack chairs they're trying to sell. $100, not bad, right? Okay. Two pieces. They have a number listed. What do you think we call and see if these folks are interested in maybe trading for a snapping turtle?
Hey, what about what about an autograph ball from Spunny?
Oh, autograph ball from Spunny. Either way. Okay. So maybe we call them? What do you think?
How about let's think this through. What do we want to trade?
I would like to offer a trade for a snapping turtle.
Okay. I would like to offer a trade for a SpongeBob nightlight.
SpongeBob nightlight?
Yes.
Okay. So
about a... I don't know. Let's snap a turtle.
Okay. Let's try a snapping turtle.
Go with snapping
turtle. And if there's no interest there, then we'll go with a SpongeBob nightlight.
Okay.
Autographed by Spunny.
Patrick.
Autographed by Patrick. Okay.
Hey, SpongeBob.
Okay, here we go. Star 67. Okay, the number is 513-518-6201.
Those are my chairs.
Those are off my front
That's
porch.
My head.
What in the world? Okay, here we go.
Hello? Who is this?
There's a private.
What's going on tonight?
We're over three.
Your call has been forwarded to
my gosh.
It's irresponsible to put an ad on Craigslist and not even answer your phone.
Exactly.
I mean, for real.
What type of people put ads
who does
on Facebook?
That? People who don't really want to sell chairs, obviously. Yeah.
I don't know.
I got them two Adirondacks. I'm
disgusted. I'm disgusted by this.
People call. I ain't.
What about this? There's a pit bull in Hamilton needs a home. There's a number listed here.
Is it
needs a home
for sale?
Here's
or?
My thing. I think people don't want to answer a call from marked private.
That's why we need Kalen.
Yeah, because he's irresponsible.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
I'm just calling him. I don't care.
You notice
that's
how
that's why you gotta leave messages for these people and just be like, "Hey, I'm gonna call you back at this time."
Here's what's ridiculous. What's ridiculous is our ninth
that's
show.
That's a good idea.
Our ninth show,
yeah,
is turning into basically pranking people on Craigslist.
Right,
which that's all right.
Why do we wait till show nine?
With the warmer weather, have you guys been swimming yet?
No.
No?
I don't swim, dude.
You don't swim?
No.
Why?
It's this thing about water, man. It makes me uncomfortable.
I was slip and sliding at my house, and I said, Mike, jump in here. I don't like water.
I don't like water.
Who doesn't?
Don't like water.
That's just not my thing.
That's kind of scary.
Well, it's not scary, but let me ask. I mean, I don't mind taking showers and bathing and being clean and stuff, but I mean, recreationally, I don't enjoy water. The same as I would say to you, like, are you on a backgammon team?
That's not the same.
I know nothing.
It's the same. You don't play backgammon.
Swimming is
universal.
Yeah.
It's not universal.
Well, I mean, the problem that I have with swimming.
Ask the entire east coast of Japan.
Well, the problem that I have with swimming is you can't find a good pool these days.
That's true. They close them down. Public funding.
There's no public pools even around us.
You just can't find a pool anywhere.
Nothing?
A good one.
So what are you doing for fun? What's your plan of attack here?
No, I mean, Scott just needs to bail me out here.
Well, he doesn't want to come clean, but what Lee does is like he'll be driving home from work and he'll see a nice pool.
Yeah.
You know, nice setup, nice fence and everything.
Like an inflatable pool?
Well,
whatever.
Well, here's the thing. When you're in the pool relaxing, I mean, don't you hate it when the homeowner comes out and starts yelling at you to get out of their pool?
Yeah. You know? He goes at like, what, 2-3 in the morning?
The other day I found this pool. In ground, I mean, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Diving board.
And
right.
I'm in there, I'm swimming around, then all of a sudden this guy comes out with a shotgun. He's like, hey, get out of my pool. I had to grab my swimming trunks and take all the bailing out of it.
Yeah. You and all your friends.
The guy wasn't even using it.
I know.
No, it's selfish.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
It was empty.
It's selfish.
He should have been asleep. It was stupid.
Yeah. I'll never go back to that pool again.
Oh, here we go.
Till next
it's ringing. Let's see if we can't get a trade for a pit bull.
Hello?
Yes. I'm calling about your pit bull you got for trade.
Yes.
Y'all take a trade on that or y'all just looking to sell it?
We're actually looking to sell it.
Okay. How much y'all want for that pit bull?
How much do you want for him? $175 or $200 for him.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But let me ask you a question. That pit bull, is he good for fighting dog, or is he more just like sitting around a house and just hanging out? Is he more like a good fighting dog?
He's a family dog.
Okay, how old is the dog?
Can I trade him in a fight?
How old is the dog?
A year old.
So he's probably got a good fighting years left in him.
He's got
4 fighting. Y'all ever tried to fight him before?
No.
No? Okay. How is he with kids and stuff?
I'm sorry?
How is he with kids? Chilling.
He's good with kids. He don't kill nothing. He's not got a mean bone in his body.
Y'all take a trade for him at all?
No.
Nothing? I got a snapping turtle. Y'all ever snap a turtle?
Are you serious about the dog?
No, I'm dead serious. I want a dog. I'm trying to make a trade or a deal. I just $175, $200, a lot of money.
I got a 12 gauge shotgun. I'll trade.
I think we hung up on.
I think I was fair.
That was pretty good.
One vicious beast for another.
Yeah, that was a reasonable.
At least you can cook.
Are you serious about the dog?
Here's
what?
My thing. I probably could have hung in there a little bit longer, but Lee over here, you know, Captain Sound Effects, I think was blowing it for me.
Yeah, oh. Way to go.
Yeah,
screwing she couldn't everything hear up. Me.
I was just trying to get a good fighting dog.
She don't even have a pair of earphones.
Oh my gosh. Well,
shame on you for judging.
We've had a good time tonight. So
I had a good time.
Here's my goal. My goal is to try to see if I can find someone to jive with me on Craigslist at some point this week. Just to roll with me on a good old fashioned prank. I don't know. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Glad you hung in there tonight, and hopefully you'll join us back for next week for show number 10. And I'm looking forward to, you know, to what it's gonna be.
Mass hysteria.
We've got a big announcement next week. So I want to ask you to just check us out on Facebook, head over to Twitter, and check out our website, of course, mysensoradio.com. Click on Streaming Underground where you can find all the details from tonight's show, some pictures that we're going to put up. And don't forget, next week, we're going to find out who wins our contest.
It could be you.
Could be you for a free T-shirt from Five Finger Tees.
Blow.
Have a great week, America. We'll see you next Thursday.
See y'all.
Peace.
Stay classy.
Cincinnati.
Just